good morning to everyone. Amen. I thank God for this day. I'm truly excited about being in the house of prayer this morning. Amen. I'm praying that people will be delivered on this morning. People are carrying around burdens and hurt. I pray that you release it on this morning. Give it to the Lord. You can't do it. Give it to God. Amen. Sometimes we need to understand that if we could do it, it would have been done by now. But we got to give it in God, put it in God's hands. Amen. And pray on it. Amen. Amen. This morning, our speaker on this morning is Evangelist Daryl O'Bannon. Amen. He's going to come and he's going to bring the word on today. So we want to keep him lifted up in prayer. Amen. We want to pray that God will continue to bless him, and that God will stir up the gift that's inside of him, and that God will use him. So on this morning, Minister Daryl O'Bannon is going to come, and he's going to bring our word on today. Amen.
Let's say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Blessed the Lord to be in this place. Hallelujah. One more time. How many of you love the Lord today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God is just awesome in this place. Hallelujah. I don't know about anybody else, but what I see is that God is just awesome in this world that we live in. Can we say amen? Not looking so much at what the chaos and catastrophes that are going on, but more so along the lines of the goodness of the Lord. It's easy to find something wrong, but can you find something right? Hallelujah. And I'm thankful, amen, to be in the house of the Lord just one more time. If you'll turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, Lord. 2 Corinthians 10. I just didn't really know where to start, so I'm just going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah. When you got it, just say, I got it. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Somebody say amen. Look at somebody and just tell them, say, neighbor, there's a war going on. Hallelujah. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord today. There's a war going on. Hallelujah. There is a war going on. And the war that is going on, the enemy is fighting against the saints of the Most High God, doing everything that he can to attack the faith of the saints. Doing everything that he can to attack the faith of the believers everywhere. Can we say amen? Getting to the place where people ask me the question once, has the church lost its power? And my answer to the question was no, the church hadn't lost its power. They said, well, why is it that you say the church hadn't lost its power, but we don't see the miracles that we used to see? I said, well, the church hadn't lost its power because the church is covered by the blood. And I know the song said, his blood, it shall never lose its power. And as long as Jesus' blood has power, come on, and the church is covered by the blood, then I'm not even worried about the church losing its power. We have somehow strayed away from the knowledge of the power that we have at our disposal. Come on here. And we somehow won't shift gears. Come on. You're riding in a Corvette and you in first gear, but you won't switch gears. Can we say amen? And mad because everybody's passing you. That's because you won't switch gears. We get stuck in a mode. We get stuck in a rut. We get stuck, amen, where we are. And we fail, glory to God, to realize that God has so much more for us. We don't see it because we're caught up, we're consumed by the things that we're going through on a day-to-day basis. You don't see it, you don't hear it, you don't feel it. Amen, somebody, but you can't get into your senses, you can't get into your feelings. Come on. The scripture says, eye hath not seen, come on, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. So if you love him, God has a blessing that's prepared for you. God's got a breakthrough that's prepared for you. God's got a miracle that's prepared for you. God's got a healing that's prepared for you. Can we say amen? But we've got to get to the place where we stop focusing on what we're going through, or focusing on what the trouble is for the day, or focusing on what the trial is for the month. Come on. Or focusing on what it is that we are confronted with. Stop focusing on what we're confronted with and focus on the one that'll bring you through. Everybody's going through. Come on here. Everybody's going through. And people are talking about, I'm going through. And we're saying it with hung down heads. I'm going through. And your head's hung down. I'm going through. But somebody ought to begin to rejoice when you start going through. The Bible says, glory to God, think it not strange concerning, count it all joy, rather, concerning the fiery trials which has come to try you, as though some strange thing has come upon you. Come on here. I'm mixing up two scriptures, but James said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So when you start going through, that's the time that you ought to give God praise. That's the time you ought to begin to magnify God. Why? Because when I'm going through, I recognize that the way out is through. So the only way I'm going to get out of what I'm going through is to go through. So I'm going to give God praise in the midst of my going through, and let the devil know that regardless of where I am, I'm going to believe God to take me to the next level. I'm going to believe God to take me to the next level. To the next dimension. I'm going to believe that God is going to promote me. My God, the Bible says either promotion doesn't come from the east nor from the west, but promotion, it comes from God. So if I'm going to believe God, hallelujah, and stand on his word, then I'm going to rejoice. Because why? I have faith that what God has declared, God will surely bring to pass. And if my foundation is his word, then I can surely, glory to God, give him praise, because I'm acknowledging that his word will supersede whatever it is I'm going through. Can we say amen? The enemy fights your faith because he knows we're living in perilous times. He knows that the time, glory to God, his time is coming to an end. He knows that we're living in the last days. Can we say amen? And there are some great things that are going to occur in the last days. We look at the last days as being chaotic, and the last days as being times, glory to God, where things are going to be really bad, but really things are going to get real good when it comes down to the believer. Come on here. So this is the time for us to begin to rejoice and to begin to magnify God and to give God praise in the midst of our going through. Can we say amen? He fights your faith because he hates you. He hates you because you belong to Jesus. Can we say amen? He hated Jesus because, glory to God, there was a war in heaven. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. And when that war occurred in heaven, hallelujah, him and his angels were kicked out. He hates you because you are the image and likeness of God. You are the very reflection of God to him. So when he sees you, glory to God, he despises you. When he sees you, he hates you. When he sees you, he wants to take you out. Why? Because he knows that God has given you power over the enemy. You got power over him. He can't rebuke you, but you can rebuke him. He can't cast you out, but you can cast him out. He can't make you stop, but you can make him stop. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Glory to God. When he asked God the question, God asked him the question, "What have you considered my servant Job?" He said, "I considered him, but I can't touch him, because you got a hedge around him." Come on here. And the reason you got a hedge around him is because you're bigger and you're better than me. You got a hedge around him, and I can't touch him because I can't push past you. Oh, I can't get no help here. And the reason I haven't bothered him is because you got a hedge around him. And he said, "Well, I tell you what, I'll take the hedge down. I'm so bad." Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. "I'm so bad, I'll take the hedge down, and you better not touch his soul. But I'm so bad, I'll take the hedge down, and I guarantee you he won't succumb to you." Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Whenever the enemy comes against you, that's the time to rejoice. Why? Because that is God saying, "Listen, I put enough in her. I put enough in him. I know what I have invested in you. I know what's on the inside of you. And I'm so confident in what I put on the inside of you. Until, glory to God, come hell or high water, when the devil comes against you, I know you're going to rejoice. I know you're going to give me praise. I know you're not going to break. You may bend, baby, but you ain't going to break. You may get discouraged, but you won't quit. You may get upset, but you won't stop. There's nothing that the devil, glory to God, can do to stop you, because I know what I put on the inside of you." So the enemy attacks the faith of the believer. And he starts out in very subtle ways. He doesn't start out with great big things, but he starts out, glory to God, the deterioration of your faith, the deterioration even of your train of thought. Can we say amen? By disappointing you with little things, starting you off, you burn the toast in the morning. Y'all, you spilt the coffee. Come on here. Spill Kool-Aid on your shirt. Got a flat tire. Y'all ain't gonna help me here. And you wondering what's going on. You saying, "I'm just aggravated
today.
Well, the aggravation opens you up for the enemy to attack your faith. Oh, y'all not talking back to me. Because when an opportunity comes for you to begin to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, because you aggravated, you don't seize the opportunity. Because you aggravated, you don't witness. Y'all need to talk to me. And then the next day, now you're even more frustrated. So when Bible study comes around, I ain't going to Bible study because I'm just tired. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. I'm just tired. I'm gonna stay home and I'm gonna get myself some rest. 2 o'clock in the morning, you still up watching, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. You still up watching watching those shows you watch. Come on. You still up talking on the phone. Come on here. And when you wake up the next morning, now you're really tired because the enemy is doing every little thing he can to try, glory to God, to test your faith. This is why, glory to God, the saints of the Most High God have to stay prayed up. This is why we have to stay prayed up. We have to stay studied up. Come on here. That's why the scripture tells us study. To show yourself approved, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Come on. There are times when I want to just go in a corner and just turn off all the lights, turn off the television, turn off the telephone. Don't want to be bothered by nobody. Don't want nobody to even say hello. Come on here. But I know that there is something on the inside of me, and there's something that God put in me that people need. And if you saved, you got something on the inside of you that people need. It ain't about your money. It ain't about your notoriety. It ain't about your status. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Peter and James, glory to God, on their way to prayer, met a man at the gate, beautiful. And the Bible says that when the man was begging for alms, Peter looked at the man and said, look on us. Man, I ain't got no money. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. I don't even have nothing to give you to eat. He says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto them. In the name of Jesus, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, I've commanded the man, get up and walk. Sometimes you don't have what they're asking for, but you got just what they needed. Sometimes you don't have what they're looking for, but you got what they need. You can't allow the attack of the enemy to stop you and to distract you and to have you, glory to God, so frustrated that you forget that you are not here for yourself. Ooh, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. You're not here for yourself. God placed us here for somebody else. The anointing that's on your life is not for you. The anointing that's on your life is for other people. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. You're anointed for other folks. And whether you know it or like it or not, we are anointed for other folks. And there's somebody, glory to God, that's anointed for you. There's somebody that's anointed to deal with your foolishness. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to that. There's somebody that's anointed. You're talking about folks aggravating you. Ooh, they get on my nerves. But how many nerves do you get on in the course of a week? There's somebody that's anointed to let you get on their nerves. Can I get a witness here? And God's saying this is a time, glory to God, where the church needs to get to a place where you rejoice. In other words, freshen yourself up. Open your eyes. Come on here. Straighten yourself up. Look that devil in the eye and say, no matter what happens, I'm going to do what God called me to do. I may be a little aggravated on the home front. I may be a little aggravated in my financial life. I may be a little aggravated on my job. My friends may be looking at me funny, but I'm going to give God the praise. And I'm going to witness and tell God, tell as many people about Jesus as I possibly can. Because Satan, my intent is to tear your kingdom down. So I'm not going to allow the enemy to fight against me and frustrate me out of my blessing. Jesus declared, glory to God. He declared in the word
that when Simon Peter declared that thou art the Christ, he said, flesh and blood and not revealed this to him, but my Father which is in heaven, that upon this rock, or upon this confession, upon this revelation, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. In other words, he gave us license to go attack the enemy. When we got saved, he didn't give us license to stay on the defensive, but he gave us license to throw some punches. He gave us license to tear some stuff down. Can we say yes, Lord? So when you get mad and need to vent, go tear some stuff up. Go tear down the enemy's kingdom. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Go tear down somebody who's depressed. Go and lift them up. Somebody who's down, go and pick them up. Somebody who's sick, go and lay hands on them. Somebody that's upset, go and calm them down. Whatever you have to do, you have to do it in the name of the Lord. Don't let the devil have his way. Don't let the devil have victory. Because if you let him have victory, my pastor used to say, if you don't want the devil to drive, you better not let him ride. So you got to let the devil know that I come here to fight. I was born to fight, and I'm going to fight with everything I got. Somebody say yes, Lord. Woo. Woo. Somebody say yes. So the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We have been anointed to destroy the strongholds. The strongholds of the enemy. We destroy reasonings of pagan philosophers and Jewish rabbis and their dogmas that nullify the word of God and the facts of the gospel. These fortifications we pull down and we demolish them. We put to flight demonic powers and alien armies, raising the banner of the cross high on the field of battle. We let the devil know beyond the shadow of a doubt. Yeah, you got knocked out, but you got knocked out by Jesus. You got knocked out by the Holy Ghost. Just in case you had a doubt, you got knocked out by the power of God. Can we say yes, Lord? Casting down imaginations, we demolish all theories, reasonings, and high systems of ethics, religion, mythology, metaphysics, sublime doctrines, or philosophy set forth to define the knowledge of God. All the boasted gods, Lord, sacrificial and mediatorial systems fall before the gospel. The high-sounding phrases of Plato, Aristotle, the Stoics, and even Judaism fall before the preaching of the crucified and risen Christ. Heathenism shrank before the gospel and called on secular powers to defend it. And the secular powers that they called on when the prophets were calling on their God, and the prophets said, keep on calling him. Maybe your God went on vacation. Keep on calling him. Maybe he took a nap. Keep on calling him. Maybe he's hard of hearing. Keep on calling him. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. But the Bible says that when glory to God, the prophet called on the name of the Lord, fire came from heaven, and the fire that came from heaven, it burned up the sacrifice. Not only did it burn up the sacrifice, but it burned up the altar. Not only did it burn the altar, but it burned up the dust. It burned up the water. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. We serve a God that when he does a job, he leaves no stone unturned. Can we say yes, Lord? God. You've got to recognize who you serve. You've got to recognize who saved you. You've got to recognize who delivered you. You've got to recognize who set you free. You've got to recognize who hung on the cross from the 6th to the 9th hour. You've got to recognize who Jesus is. When Jesus was on the ship, and they said the ship's going under, and Jesus in the back of the ship, and Jesus don't even care. Glory to God. Somebody go and wake Jesus up. They went and woke up Jesus. When they woke him up, Jesus, still wiping the sleep from his eyes, came to the side of the ship. He looked at the waves and said, "Peace." Looked at the winds and said, "Be still." Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Folks looked at him and said, "What manner of man is this?" Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. You got folk that's been in church for years, and they still don't know who they serve. It's time for you to get up and find out who it is you serve. It's deeper than the usher board. It's deeper than the deacon's corner. It's deeper than the mother's chair. It's deeper than the pulpit. It's deeper than the treasury. You got to find out who it is you serve. Somebody shout glory.
We are in the midst of a warfare. There's a war going on. There's a war going on. Awesome thing is, we're on the winning side. Bad thing is, many of us are going out unprepared. I can't get no help here. Hallelujah. We've got to understand the battle isn't about us. It's about him. Can I get a witness? The battle isn't about how many members I can pack in the church. It's about him. It's not about how many people I can bring to church. It's about him. How many souls can we get saved before the end comes? Can we say amen? I know you're struggling. I know you're going through. I know there's a fight raging. Hallelujah. Some of you fighting don't even know what you're fighting. But it's the enemy trying to take away your focus. The whole purpose of praise and worship is to bring your focus into one place. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. And sometimes during praise and worship, one you thinking over here, somebody else thinking over there, somebody thinking about what we going to eat after church. Y'all need to talk to me. How much money I got in the bank? I need to move $30 into my checking. Y'all need to talk back to me. We think all kinds of things while service is going on. And then we wonder why we don't have victory. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The devil don't care nothing about you getting frustrated. He don't care nothing about you being mad. Come on. As long as he can keep you from getting a breakthrough, as long as he can keep you, glory, from affecting a change in the lives of others. As long as he can get you to a point where you're hitting and missing. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. That's his goal. Can we say amen? That's his goal. And we've got to get to the place where we become effective witnesses for him. Yes. You may not be a good talker. Can we say amen? Amen. You may not be able to explain. I know the Bible, but I can't explain it well. That's fine. Let God give you a way to get folk to follow you here. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. I had a friend, and I'm closing, but I had a friend, very attractive girl. And guys would hit on her all the time. And we'd be in the grocery store, and I'd be one end of the aisle, and she'd be at the other end. I'm like, where is she at? This guy down there trying to talk to her. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. And she'll turn them down flat, turn around and walk two steps and turn around and say, hey! The guy turned around, she said, you go to church? No, you wanna come to my church? Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me.
What church you go to?
Just meet me at, you can tell them her church, tell them the time, tell them what the address. Can we say amen? Yeah. More guys came to church looking for her and got saved. Come on now. Right. Y'all looking at me funny. They didn't see her till 2-3 months later. It was a large church. See her 2-3 months later. But they were living for the Lord. All right. Can we say amen? When Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Yeah. See, the whole thing about fishing is you got to give the fish what they want. But the key is there's a hook in it. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. You can add his shrimp, you can add his bait, but you got this hook now. Can we say amen? And a lot of times we have to get folks here. Can we say amen? God has so much more that he has in store for us. So much more that he has even in store for the church. We see it every day. You know, the Lord spoke to me and said, it's going to be more senseless murders. Spirit of mayhem has been released in the land. Spirit of murder, mass murders, senseless murders. Hallelujah. And we, as the saints, ought to do more than just sit back looking at the news, shaking our head. Amen. We ought to be out making a difference. Right. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. If you can stay up late enough to watch Empire, that's the only one I really know. I've never seen the show. Can we say amen? But if we can stay up late and watch some of these shows, these reality shows that we watch, hallelujah, we could be out making a difference. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Oh, y'all wanna be out too late because folks crazy out there. Yeah, they was crazy when you was in Walmart at 3:00 in the morning. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. We have to have a mind to serve God. Have a mind to do the will of the Lord. Can we say amen? Amen. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to close. Daughter. I can't remember her name right now. Right behind you. Felicia. Come here. I'm going to pray. I had to stop because I almost felt like preaching for a minute. Lift your hands. I praise your holy name right now. God's going to show you the direction in which to go. When God shows it to you, let it go and let God. Hallelujah. When God shows you, let it go and let God. It's going to be all right. I praise your holy name right now. Your stress level is here. I praise you. And the enemy is trying to capitalize on that stress level and trying to capitalize on where he's trying to take you so that you and your focus will be off of doing the will of God for your life. I praise your holy name right now. But I hear the Lord saying the help's on the way. Relief is coming.
And the Spirit of the Lord is moving even as I speak right now in the precious name of Jesus. I declare the anointing from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet. You move now by your Spirit, dear God, in Jesus' precious name. And I declare the peace of God that passes all understanding to rest upon her now. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In the month of August, the month of August is going to be a door, a month, a season of open doors. It's going to be a season of open doors. I praise your holy name right now. Hallelujah. As you release this stress and let this burden go, doors are going to begin to open on your behalf. In the month of August, I magnify your holy name right now. In the precious name of Jesus, the favor of God is on your life. Thank you, Lord. And the favor of God is even on your finance. I magnify you. You're going to see a turnaround. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to see a turnaround in the month of August. I praise your holy name right now. Bless you, Lord Jesus. I praise your holy name right now. Yes, Lord, and even healing. Thank you, Lord, even healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And family, there's a healing that's getting ready to take place. My God, I praise your name, and you're going to be instrumental in this healing taking place. I praise your name right now. Father, you touch now in the name of Jesus from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet. Move now by your Spirit. I declare the power of God to move. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Somebody give God some praise. Daughter, come here. You, come here. Thank you, Lord. I praise your name right now. Just lift your hands. I praise you. I magnify your holy name right now. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I praise your holy name right now. I magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. I hear multitudes in the valley of decision. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And normally, when I hear that scripture makes reference to the fact that there are some decisions that have to be made. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I mean, people have decisions all the time, but hallelujah, this financial and business decision. Thank you, Lord. I magnify your holy name right now. I praise you. God's going to give you peace. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to give you peace. Financially, there's going to be a peace. In reference to business, there's going to be a peace. I praise your holy name. Not a peace for finance and business, but a peace for finance and a peace for business. I praise your holy name right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because God is positioning you. And right now, you're at a transitional position, a transitional place. Glory to God, where you're literally going to transition from one position to another. I magnify your holy name right now. I praise your holy name, dear God. I magnify you, Lord. And God is elevating you and has given you favor. But I hear the Lord saying, beware, because everybody that's around you, let me say it this way, everybody that's with you ain't for you. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody that's with you is not for you, but some people have an agenda. I magnify your name. But the Lord is going to pull the covers, and it's going to come out of their own mouth, and you're going to be able to see. My God, I praise your holy name. The very one that doesn't have your best interest at heart. They're going to say it out of their mouth and not going to even know they said it. I magnify your holy name. And when they say it, you just back away. I praise your name. My God, I magnify your holy name right now, because God has great things in store for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And there are some things that the Lord is getting ready to do. The month, hallelujah, the month of November, October, late October, November, those months, glory to God, are going to be a blessing to you. Right before the holiday season comes, God is going to begin to bless, because it's going to go into a transition for the next year. Now, I don't understand what I'm saying, but the first quarter of next year, the first January through March period of time in the year of 2017 are going to be a blessing financially to you. I praise your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because there are some things that are opening up. My God, I praise you. And there are some things that God, hallelujah, is literally just going to allow you just to receive that time frame between January and the month of March. I praise you. Father, you touch now in the name of Jesus. You know our hearts, you've worked. You know, dear God, the things that are on our mind and things that are on our heart. And I bind the hand of the enemy that would come against her, hallelujah, to try to bring stress, to try to weigh her down. But I speak the anointing upon her even now, that you, dear God, will give her the peace that passes all understanding, from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet, and that you, dear God, would envelop her and embrace her and let her know that you're with her. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and that everything is getting ready to be all right. I speak now in the name of Jesus Christ that you move by your spirit, that even the tears that she's cried, those tears that she cried, those tears that dripped down her cheeks, dear God, those tears were caught. You caught those tears. You said in your word that you catch our tears in a bottle. And I declare that those tears that she cried were caught by you. And every issue was going to be addressed. Every pain is going to be addressed. Every problem is going to be addressed in the precious name of Jesus Christ. I declare the power of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody give God some praise in this house. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I praise you. Thank you, Lord. And Pastor, this church, hallelujah, God is putting people in this place, hallelujah, in the path of Rhema. Let me say it that way. Hallelujah. Because see, a ship don't just sit. Hallelujah. A ship has to move. I praise your holy name. And God's going to put people in your path. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that's going to keep up with this ship. They may not join the church. Thank you, Lord. But there will be a blessing. I magnify your name. There will be a blessing to the church. There will be a blessing to the ministry. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you found favor in their eyes. I praise your name right now. And that's a favor that only God can give. I praise your name. Hallelujah. But the Lord is moving in this season, in this time, where the church is being built from the inside out. I praise your name. The numbers will come. The numbers will come. But the church is being built from the inside out. I praise your holy name. So that when the people come, hallelujah, so that when the numbers come, that which is here will be able to support that which comes. I praise your holy name, dear God. Father, you touch this church now in the name of Jesus. You move by your spirit. I bind the hand of the enemy that would come against this ministry, but I speak the anointing. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.